President Vladimir Putin has been conspicuously silent since the ruble's plunge this week. For some insight on what's happening, we turn now to journalist Kirill Belyaninov, who writes for Kommersant, a major business and political newspaper in Russia. He joined us from Moscow. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the ruble has stabilized in trading this morning after Russia's central bank started buying up rubles with the bank's foreign reserves. The ruble, though, has lost half of its value this past year against the dollar. What happened there?
Well, there are a number of reasons for that. Dropping oil prices, as you know, the sale of oil and natural gas is a main source of filling the budget in Russia. Western sanctions, which were imposed after annexation of Crimea, of course, played a role. But lately, there are two major reasons. First, Russian government tried to help a few major oil companies which have to pay their foreign debt. Like, for example, yes, the government secretly gave to Rosneft 620 billion rubles. And, of course, this company immediately went on exchange, starting buying dollars to pay foreign creditors. And that sparked some panic on the exchange. Also, on Monday, for the first time since the late 90s, central bank increased the interest rate from 10.5% to 70%. So it's a major increase in 15 years. And that didn't give any comfort to the people who are trading on the foreign exchange.
And this major oil company, Rosneft, is also though run by an oligarch who is in the inner circle of President Putin, right?
Yes, it's run by Igor Sechin, who is often called one of Putin's cronies on the West.
So one of his closest allies. And I guess what I'm getting at is, you know, what does it mean when a company, in this case an oil company, like Rosneft, is bailed out?
Yeah, well, basically, it's also very bad expectations. The Russian companies will have to pay in the early January $700 billion to the foreign creditors. And so everyone expects that this money will be taken from the state budget and that ruble will drop even further. So there are very long lines in every single bank, people trying to buy any currency they can, dollars, euros, British pounds, whatever they can hold off.
And what is all of this doing to ordinary Russians and the Russian economy more broadly?
We did understand that in the last 15 years, the idea of the economy was that we're not in anything ourselves. We're just basically selling gas and oil, and we're buying everything we need. So people basically understood that country can't rely on its own production because it's non-existent. On the one hand, people are panicking because the prices for groceries are growing. They increased about 40% in the last 3 months, and it's of course it's a very tough situation for the pensioners, for the anyone who is living on the state subsidies, for the elderly, for poor. But on the other hand, Russians lived through many crises in the last 20 years, so there are a lot of jokes about that already. But people are very busy watching exchange rate. That's number one news.
And President Putin, he has been very popular, but he's been silent this week. How can he do that in the midst of what seems like a crisis?
That's the question people here are asking, because President Putin tomorrow is going to have his annual press conference, the very famous event, which usually lasts 4 to 5 hours. He answers questions of journalists. But his press secretary said that he's not going to address the situation with the ruble, the economic situation in general. And also his press secretary said that the government has no control over the central bank. Central bank is an independent body and they act on their own. Basically, there is a sense that Russian authorities simply don't know what to do with the situation. They're trying to figure it out.
Well, thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Kirill Belyaninov writes for the business and political newspaper Kommersant. He joined us from Moscow.